And now, the Phil Hendry Show presents a Phil Hendry Christmas Carol. We take you now to the offices of Ebenezer Dickman. And there, alone in front of a paltry little fire, is Bob Cratchit. He's trying to keep himself warm. Ebenezer Dickman is due in at any moment.
Oh, man. Sure is cold. I wish I had just another piece of coal that I could warm myself by. I've got to get these accounts done, and then I can split home and be with the family for Christmas. Oh, hi, I'm Bob Cratchit. Hi, everybody. Oh, this is so, so difficult. Hey, wait a minute. Who's this?
Surprise!
Hey, Dave! Fred!
How you doing? Hey, where my uncle, man?
He's out right now. Fred, the nephew of Ebenezer Dickman. How you been?
I'm doing real good, and I came by just to say Merry Christmas to you, Mr. Cratchit, and I hope everything's good for you. You know, I don't want anything to blow your mind or bum you out or anything, even though my uncle's going to fire you eventually, you know. And
yeah, he's a cheap creep. I mean, he's a wonderful man, Mr. Dickman. What are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm getting married, and so I'm going to be with my fiancée. And we're going to have a party, and I want to stop by and see whether or not, you know, my uncle want to come by.
Well, he ought to fall by any second now, but he went out and I don't know what he's doing, you know.
One thing he ain't doing is paying a heating bill around here. Brother, it's cold.
Yeah, it is very, very cold. I don't know why, but, well, you know how Mr. Scrooge is. He likes to do business the way he likes to do business.
Well, let me open a window.
Don't open the window, man. It's blowing me out of here. Close the window.
Oh, sorry. Oh, look. Here comes my uncle, Ebenezer Dickman, right now.
Come in.
What do you mean, come in? Door's locked, jackball, and everything. Close that door and freeze my ass off in this place. Now, what the hell do you want?
I just came by to wish you a very, very Merry Christmas, Uncle Dickman.
Yeah, humbug. Humbug. I don't believe in it, and neither do you, neither. And what are you taking my employee here, Mr. Cratchit, off of what he's supposed to be thinking about and doing everything?
Yeah, we work in a counting house here.
You know, I always want to ask you, what is a counting house?
Well, I don't know. A counting house. What is a counting house?
I think it's like an accountant, only it was back in the 19th century.
It's pretty hot in here. Hey, how come you use an extra piece of coal?
Oh, Mr. Scrooge, it was so cold.
Let me open a window. Open the window!
Ah, fresh air.
Close it! Close the window!
Man. Well, anyway, I hope you can come by the house tonight, Uncle Dickman.
But I want to come by. Will you close the window?
Stuck.
Why do I want to come by your house?
Because we're going to make merry. We're going to have all kinds of people, a gay, frolic time.
What do you mean, gay?
Like, happy.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't believe in that. And Cratchit don't either. And you, did he invite you?
No, sir. I'm going to be making merry with my own family, Mrs. Cratchit, and, of course, Tiny Tim.
Ha, ha, Tiny Tim. He's all gimped out and everything.
Well, he does have a bad leg.
Yeah, limping down the street and all of that. I bet you want the night off and maybe tomorrow, too, don't you?
You know, Uncle, why don't you take the day off, too? Come on over, chill. We have a...
Yeah, we certainly have wine coolers and stuff. What do you think I am, anyway, huh? You think I'm in a car club?
No, really. Come on by and make merry. It's Christmas. Christmas is the time where everybody makes merry. Everybody loves everybody. Everybody...
Oh, I didn't know that you played the mandolin.
Well, just a little bit, you know.
No way, no way, no way. Get out of here and don't ever darken my towels or my... Don't darken my pants at...
Don't darken my door.
Don't darken my door again.
And so Scrooge left Bob Cratchit to his own devices. Cold, miserable, but... happy that he would be home on Christmas Eve.
Bunch of bullcrap, if you ask me.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for cutting my wages in half and only giving me half the day off.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Bob Cratchit made his way home in the snow, but it was a beautiful snow. A beautiful snow because he knew he'd be home with his family. Oh, I can't wait to be home with my people, my wife, and my kids. And I'm going to buy them a goose. Yeah, that's it. No, not just one goose, two gooses. No, not just two gooses, three gooses. Well,
I'll even get him some of them hot nuts. I don't know what that stuff is. And quite frankly, I don't think it's for a family show, but I'm doing it. Making his way home, he found his family making merry.
Oh, Tiny Tim, you're just so tiny. Well, Mom, I hope that Daddy will be home, and then we'll have the goose. Why, that might be your father now. Bob Cratchit, look at you.
I stopped off, and I got this big prize-winning goose, even though I've been fired, and I don't have any money.
Why do we have to make references about being fired in the middle of a recession and everything? Well, look at that goose, Dad. That's the biggest one that I ever see.
Well, how many gooses have you seen? This is the only... In fact, I don't really like goose.
We're having goose, and we're making merry, even though you're fired, even though we have nothing left in our retirement, even though, actually, your 6 months severance I've already spent. We're going to make merry. It's Christmas time.
Well, let me raise a glass and toast to the benefactor of this meal, Ebenezer Dickman.
I will not do that.
Please, darling, not on Christmas. We should have spirit of good spirit and good love for everyone, even Mr. Dickman.
Well, all right, but he treats you like garbage. Daddy, is Ebenezer Dickman going to come over and give me prizes and presents and have my leg fixed?
That's later on. I mean, later on in the show. I don't know. No, of course not. He's an ass. But I do raise my glass and toast to Ebenezer Dickman. I mean, Ebenezer. Meanwhile, across town, Ebenezer Dickman makes his way home. He makes his way home to his own lonely abode. No one to love him. No one to care for him. But he don't give a crap.
I'm going home now, and no one, I don't care. When I get home, I have me a big bowl of gruel and I don't know, whatever they eat. What's that?
Yeah, man, Dickman. Whoa, Dickman.
Who's there? Must be something that I ate. Maybe an unboiled piece of potato. Perhaps just an undigested piece of fruit. Maybe it was at Slim Jim. I have no idea. Let me go in my house here. Boy, it sure is cold outside, but fortunately for me, I have the place insulated. Just turn on the central heat, and here we go. Too much central heat. Oh, warm myself at a fire. Boy, did I make a lot of money today, I'll tell you that right now. Who in bloody hell is at the door right now at the office? What are you here for?
Are you Ebenezer Dickman?
Yeah.
May we come in?
What do you want?
It's very cold out here, sir.
Hey, I don't care. It's cold out here. What do you want? You're bugging me. I'm about to sit down and have myself a Slim Jim. My yearly Christmas Slim Jim.
Well, we were wondering, sir, if you wouldn't mind donating to a fund that the business people here in London have set up for the poor people. Yes, it would help so many people, you know. I have a lingerie store myself.
What are you doing, donating underwear or panties and stuff?
No, sir, nothing like that. It is money to help the people. Otherwise, they wind up in the poorhouses and the workhouses.
Exactly. Better that they die and get rid of the surplus population.
But that's hardly the spirit of the season, sir. Can we put you down for a farthing?
Not a farthing, not a bloody brass farthing. Will I donate to them? Get out of here, you creep. Bug me. All right, now let's see, where was I? Ah, yes, I had the radio playing. And, my favorite song. Now, I was just about to sit down at... Oh, Dickman. Yeah, man. Who are you? I saw you at the front door and everything.
I'm your partner, man. Jacob Marley.
Jacob Marley? Bull crap.
Bull crap? Go ahead. Try to shoo me away, man. You're never going to get rid of me until I tell you.
What are you wearing them chains for?
These are the chains that I forged in my lifetime. When I was working for you, all I did was make money. And I cobbled together these chains link by link, man. Link by link.
Why are you wearing chains? We made a lot of money together, Mr. Marley. I don't understand.
My business should have been the business of the human race. Instead, you and I are sitting in an accounting house. It's counting stuff, you know.
I found out what a counting house is, by the way.
Yeah, what is it?
It's like an accountant.
How the hell you make money? Anyway, yeah. So that's what I did. And now I'm doomed. Doomed. Walk the earth. And every year I gotta come here and bug you and remind you to not live your life the way I live my life.
Well, thank God your chain stopped. Well, I think I'm gonna go to bed. I can't take this. Put on some nice soothing music. This is all a bunch of humbug. I don't believe in spirits and ghosts and everything like that. Marley's been dead these 7 years.
And so, Ebenezer Dickman made his way to his bedchamber and laid down for a sleep.
Wait a minute. Who's there? Who is that?
Oh, hi.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm the ghost of Christmas past.
Ghost of Christmas past?
Didn't Marley mention something?
No, he didn't mention anything to me about Ghost of Christmas past or anything.
Well, he was supposed to. Anyway, I'm here, and I'm going to take you to look at how you basically jacked your life up. What do you think?
I don't like the idea of that at all, and you scare me in your tight pants and your heels and everything, and...
Well, most people like to see me.
Yeah, but your butt fell a little bit, but...
Anyway, take my hand.
I don't want to fly. I can't fly. I'm human. I ain't no spirit.
You'll fly. Just take my hand.
Flying through the night, the ghost of Christmas past took Ebenezer Dickman into his past.
Well, where are we now?
You don't recognize this? This is old Fezziwig's place. Do you remember working for Fezziwig?
Oh, yeah, Fezziwig. He is bitching. He's always treated me good.
Well, let's take a look at the young Ebenezer Dickman and what he was doing.
Now, I tell you something, Ebenezer. As soon as we all done counting all this up, we're going to close up them shutters, and we're going to have ourselves a drink. What do you think about that?
I really think that's a great idea, Mr. Fezziwig. You're such a nice man, the best man I ever worked for.
That's right. I'm the nicest man you ever worked for. After we have a drink, maybe we have another drink. Now I'm going home, and tomorrow I want y'all have dinner with me.
Mr. Fezziwig, you're the bestest guy that I ever did know. Boy, I sure did love old Fezziwig.
I know you did. And you said you didn't like black people.
Well, where are we going now?
I want to show you something else from your past.
Wow. That's little Cindy. Cindy, I knew little Cindy.
Watch. Oh, please, please, Ebenezer. You can marry me and we'll be happy.
Are you crazy or something? I'll go make money and everything.
But you can live here in our village and we can have children.
Children? No, I'm going to London. This place is nowhere. This is Ennsville. This burg is... Oh, man, it's jacking me up. I'm out of here. Yeah, I know. The boob job.
Cost you plenty.
Don't you remember her?
Yeah, I do. I miss her. Especially those... Well, you know.
They flew through the night and wound up right back at Scrooge's place.
Well, as long as you're here, would you, would you like a drink?
I beg your pardon. I'm the ghost of Christmas past. These breasts may be fake, but they actually aren't real, you know.
My hand went right through one.
And so off to sleep he went, but to be visited by two more spirits that night. A Phil Hendry Christmas Carol will continue in just a moment.
Fake boobs.
Phil Hendry.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Ebenezer Scrooge.
Dickman.
Ebenezer Dickman is sleeping soundly, having been visited by the ghost of Christmas past. But his nighttime adventures are not yet finished.
Holy Jesus. Who are you?
Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Ted Bell, I'm the ghost of Christmas present.
You're not supposed to say you're Ted Bell. You're just supposed to say you're the ghost of Christmas present.
Well, listen, they want to be in this gig. I want to get a little bit of advertising in, so I am Ted. I'm Ted Bell.
Yeah, I know. You're Ted Bell and Ghost of Christmas Present. Now what?
What? Now what? Listen, friend, you're going to be saw logs here all night. I'm going to take out a big tour of the town, show you Christmas presents, show you what you're missing, right?
I don't care about Christmas present and everything.
Didn't that Ghost of Christmas Past show you that chick that you missed out on and show you Fezziwig?
Well, sorta she did.
I mean, sorta she did. Come on with me. We're going to take you on a tour of Christmas present.
How many other Christmas presents are there?
I had over 1,900...
Christmas presents.
Oh, you mean presents? Just take my hand here.
Oh, boy, are we going to start flying again?
You bet.
Okay, we're done flying.
Now, take a look in there. Oh, first I got to open the door so we can look in there.
Oh, wait a minute.
I can't quite get the door. Give me a hand, will you?
Right here.
Yeah! Got it. Thanks so very much.
What the heck is going on anyway?
Hey, this is your nephew's home. Your nephew, Fred.
Yeah? What's this?
Some of the music they're playing.
Yeah. So anyway, I said to this guy, why don't you come over and we can have a regular Christmas time.
No kidding?
Yeah. That's your uncle, though, man. That cat, he doesn't have any kind of time for fun at all. No, my uncle's okay. Yeah, turn this up. Yeah, I like this. Yeah. This is a bad jam. Anyway.
The wine cooler.
Here's another one, man. I said to my uncle, I said, listen, Uncle Dickman, you ought to come over, have yourself some tamale, another wine cooler, all that, you know. I got the latest jam, you know. Listen, I love this, man. This baby old school, I love this.
Yeah.
Up high, man, up high, yeah.
They look like they're having fun.
Of course they're having fun. They're a bunch of having the tamales and everything. That's your nephew, Fred. Look at all the fun he's having. And he's going to get married, too.
He's always been very irresponsible with his money and stuff.
Yes, but he's a generous man, has all the people over to his house. That's not grabbing you, huh?
Uh-uh.
All right, well,
But I do like this song. Can I stay?
No. We've got places to go and people to see.
Where are we going now? I hated it. Flying through the air and everything. That chick did it.
We're not flying. We're walking.
Oh, that's right.
I just happen to be carrying you under my arm. We're going to take you now over to the place where your poor, poor employee lives, Bob Cratchit. Yes, my dears. And now for the pudding.
Oh, Daddy, I really like the pudding a lot. Oh, isn't this a lovely pudding?
Great pudding, big deal.
Do you see the love that these people have for each other?
Well, sorta. It looks like a pretty good goose that they had, too.
That's right. And they got it over here at Bristol Farm, and they had it on sale. Well, you don't want to know. Yes, my dears, a merry, merry Christmas.
Daddy, I hope all of our Christmases are like this and everything for, you know, and every...
Yeah, just don't strain yourself, Tiny Tim, talking.
Poor child can't walk and can't talk, but I love him so.
I love all of you, my dears. A merry, 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 merry Christmas.
That's Cratchit. Got the spirit all right.
Yes, the family together enjoying themselves. And look at these two strangers walking down the street.
Hey, I was telling that man, hey, what's up? Merry Christmas to you, man.
Merry Christmas to you too, brother. But I guess I should take you back to your house, huh? Because you don't have anything to do with Christmas. Why, who needs Christmas? It's just another day of the year that someone can pick your pocket.
Well, I don't feel that way. I mean, look at all the fun that everybody's having. There's Cratchit and that...
No, I'm taking you home.
Please don't take me home. Shoot!
Through the night, they flew.
Why are you taking me back?
I'm taking you back because obviously you don't care about Christmas. I'm showing you Cratchit. I'm showing you your nephew. I showed you those two strangers. I got a couple of tickets to see the Yankees, box seats.
That I can use.
Yeah, well, not this time. They flew back to Ebenezer Dickman's house. And it was there that Dickman was deposited. And into repose he went yet again. But...
Hurry up, will you? We got a break coming.
Another spirit would visit him
before the night was out. A Phil Hendry Christmas Carol will continue after this.
Phil Hendry.
Hendry Christmas Carol continues. Having been visited by two spirits during the night, the ghost of Christmas past and the ghost of Christmas present, Ebenezer Dickman awaits his final visitor. Hey. Hey. Hey!
Oh! Who are you?
Well, now, who do you think I am, huh?
I know the spirits told me that I'd be visited by three, and I see one, two...
Yeah, that's right. I guess I'm number three, aren't I?
Are you, sir, the ghost of Christmas future? Of things what it's gonna be, but it ain't not been yet?
That's exactly who I am. Whatever it was that you just said. Now, let me tell you something. And let me tell you something real twin. Move a muscle. Twitch a finger. And I'll scatter your brains all over this bedroom.
Oh, ghost of Christmas future, you're going to take me out into the cold and...
Shut up.
What happened to the music?
On our way. I'm going to take a look and see. Christmas is in the future.
No, are we back here at the Cratchit's house for crying out loud?
I want you to pay attention to what's going on in that house. Bob Cratchit, the guy you sacked on Christmas Eve...
Well, I didn't mean to.
Oh, you didn't mean... Oh, yeah, yeah, you didn't mean to.
Darling, I'm sure he'd want it that way.
Well, I just see keeping his crutch there near the
stool. Oh, ghost, why is Bob Cratchit crying?
Shut up. Keep your mouth shut.
I walked by his grave today.
Yes, dear.
It helps me. It helps me sometimes. Makes me feel like there's something to live for, if but for his memory.
It's so funny. You used to run and jump when you had Tiny Tim on your shoulders and you walked so slowly today.
Well, I used to run and jump with Tiny Tim on my shoulders because of the bladder problem. You remember that?
Oh, that's right. That you had that.
I had it fixed and then he died.
Oh, no. No, please, Spirit, don't tell me that he did die.
That's right, he died. And do you want to know why he died?
Because I didn't pay Cratchit enough.
Why did you quit your sniveling? He died because you didn't pay him enough money so he could get his son's bum leg fixed.
That was a club foot.
I don't know what it was. Club foot, bum leg, the poor kid's dead.
Oh, Spirit, I'd do anything in the world to make everything different and stuff. And
I don't believe you. I don't believe you at all.
Come on, Spirit, you know what I'm...
No, I don't believe you. I'm going to take you and see something else.
No, come on.
I said I'm taking you to see something else. Take my hand. Not that hand.
Oh. Where are we going, Spirit? I've seen that Tiny Tim is all croaked out and stuff.
No place, man.
Here we are. Right here. Well, I said... It's been quite a good Christmas. Wouldn't you say it's been a good Christmas?
Yes, very good Christmas. Oh, by the way, did you hear he died?
Who's that?
You know, the old man.
Oh. You know, I thought I got some money down from him at Christmas. Nobody's a cheap creep that he didn't really do that, did he?
No, he did not. He didn't do it even though I went to him and I said, Sir, la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Oh, stop that. It's so disgusting. It's so vile.
But I bet you are aroused by that, are you not?
Bastard. Well, he's dead. He's dead. We tried to do everything we could, and there was nothing we could do about it.
No. It goes like this. He's dead. He's dead. We tried to do everything we could, and there was nothing we could do about it.
I've seen Goodfellas five times, and I'm telling you...
Who are they talking about, Spirit?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Where are we going now?
We're going to a place that just might answer a lot of your questions.
Oh, God, this is This is creeping me out. I mean, seriously creeping me. You're kidding, right?
No, I ain't.
Oh, no. Spirit. This place. It looks like it's... I don't know. It looks like it's a graveyard or something.
Yay! Get the bright boy!
Where are we going?
Well, let's see. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. They never keep these places alphabetical.
What letter are you looking for?
I'm looking for the letter S.
No, Spirit, no. Not the letter S.
That's right. The letter S.
Spirit, the grave you're pointing to, does that start with the letter S?
It starts with the letter E, and then S, but it's...
All right, wait. Okay, E-S. Is it an animal, vegetable?
Will you shut up?
Spirit, don't tell me. Don't tell me that these are things that have to be. Tell me that these are things that maybe could be maybe, but are not going to be maybe.
The hell are you talking about?
I'm saying, you're the ghost of Christmas future, right?
Yeah, that's what it says on my business card.
All right. Are these the things of things what are going to be, or are they things what are going to be what got to be?
Are you asking me, are these things that have to be, got to be that...
Never mind, let me look at the grave. Oh, no! It says it. Ebenezer Dickman.
That would be you, right?
Please, Spirit, tell me that these things can be sponged away if a man changes his life. Tell me, Spirit. Tell me, Spirit. You're not going to tell me, are you?
No.
Please, Spirit. Please. Tell me that these things can be sponged away and that a man can change his life and all the things that... he's gone. What a piece of the ass.
On through the night flew Ebenezer Dickman. The spirit was gone. But Ebenezer Dickman was there, flying through the night, only to be finally deposited back in his bed.
Maybe I'm alive. I'm alive! Good God Almighty, it's alive! I mean, I'm alive! What day is it? What day is it? Let me just walk right over here to the door and... Now let me open the window. Ah! Boy! Hey, you, kid! Kid!
What do you want?
What day is it, kid?
What?
What day is it?
I can't hear you.
What day is it?
Well, oh, it's Monday.
No! What day is it?
Oh, yeah, Well, I'm an atheist, but,
Is it Christmas? Would it be Christmas today?
Yeah, it's Christmas.
Ah! Yes! All right, kid, here, take this. It's about 20 bucks. Go get that big goose that's hanging in a window down there at, whatever the hell it is.
Bristol Farm?
Yeah. And then deliver it over to Bob Kratchman, or I forget his last name. He worked for me for 20 years. And deliver it over there, okay? And I'll give you a half a farthing.
What's a farthing?
I mean, I'll give you, like, $5.
Okay.
Great. It's Christmas. I haven't missed it at all. Now I'm going over to my beautiful nephew Fred's house. I'm a fiend. Fred and everybody, and I'm so grateful.
Well, yeah, man. Hey, another thing we can do. One of them tamales is going to be ready, okay? Yeah. Hey, man, somebody at the door? Yeah.
Hey, Uncle Dickman. Hello, Fred. Merry, merry Christmas to you.
Uncle Dickman, you high or something, man? Are you like, I don't know what you're smoking, putting some of that rat poison on the shrooms or something?
No, 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 no. No rat poison on shrooms, you jackass. Turn that. Here, put this on. This is a really good CD I got.
What is this, man? Oh, yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. Listen, Fred, I want you to know I want to make you a partner in my counting house.
Bull crap. You get me, man? He's yanking me. Man, he's yanking me.
No, I'm not yanking you, I swear.
You want to make me a partner?
Yeah. And I'm so sorry, Fred. I'm sorry that we was never close, and we were never, you know. And
you can just, like, take your hand.
Oh, sorry. And I want you to be my partner, Fred. And a Merry Christmas to you and everything like that and what they say and everything.
Yeah, they say Merry Christmas.
Yeah, okay.
Wow, what a change has come over my Uncle Dickman. Maybe he got visited by three spirits. I don't know, you know. There's something in my head. It's crazy, you know. Who made this punch, man?
On he went through the day. Yes, it was Ebenezer Dickman now who was going to visit the home of Bob Cratchit.
And so anyway...
Who is that?
Why, Mr. Dickman.
Hello, Bob.
What's all that stuff?
These are presents that I have for you and for Tim and for your lovely wife there, Margaret, or whatever her name is. It doesn't matter to me.
Well, yeah, Margaret.
Wow, this is really nice, Mr. Dickman. Why did you bring it?
On account of you're crippled, and I want to get your leg fixed, too.
You mean if I wasn't a cripple, you wouldn't bring it?
Well, not really, no.
Oh, Mr. Dickman, sir, you fired me.
No, no, I'm bringing you back, Bob, at double the salary. Yay!
And so it was said that forevermore, Ebenezer Dickman kept Christmas and kept Christmas well.
UCLA Medical Center?
This is Ebenezer Dickman.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a kid there named Tiny Tim?
Yes, we do. You brought him in, sir. You gave us that blank check to have his leg fixed.
Yeah, that was on... I don't know what happened, but the blank check that... I need to cancel payment on that because...
Wait, sorry, I don't understand.
I don't know. It happens every year. I get, I want to fix a kid's leg, and I can't afford that jazz. You know, it's not going to happen.
A Phil Hendry Christmas Carol, starring Bud Dickman as Ebenezer Dickman, Phil Hendry as Bob Cratchit, Margaret Gray as Mrs. Cratchit, R.C. Collins as Tiny Tim, and I forget the rest of the people. Oh, yeah, Ted Bell is the ghost of Christmas present.
Thank you.
Phil Hendry. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Sleep
How about that? That's House of Heroes, huh? You like that, bud?
I'm telling you, please tell me that the ghost of the thing...
What are you, a method actor or something, man? You're out of the part.
Oh.
Anyway, well, our show is produced by Jason Rance. We call him Rance. He's a good man. These guys put up with more from me than any man should have to, and yet they do have to. Our engineer is Ralph Rodriguez, our technical director, a great man. We have so many people behind the scenes. Well, not that many, just maybe one or two. Just run out to get me coffee. Alex, thank you, man, for getting me coffee. And Dan, our screener. Dan, brother, I've never seen a cat fall into the job of screening this show so quickly, so professionally, and so well as you. I know I sound like a jackass, but you have mastered the art of screening this radio show faster than anybody that I have ever known in my life.
You're lying.
No, I'm not. I am not lying at all. And if I wasn't such a Scrooge, I'd be giving you guys bonuses in your envelope. Well, maybe. Anyway, we hope that you guys have a marvelous, marvelous Christmas. And we're going to tell you to go over to the website, philhenryshow.com, so you can check out the Phil Henry Christmas Carol and a bunch of other stuff. Great archive stuff for you there on the Phil Henry Show website. I'm going to knock this baby out now with my favorite Christmas song of all time, The Pogues, Fairy Tale of New York.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank.
What kind of Christmas song is this?
An old man said to me,
shut up, will you?
In a drunk tank.
Won't see another one.
Learn your lines.
And then he sang a song.
Is this the vision of things?
The rare old mountain dew. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one. Came in 18-1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
You promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome.
You were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drinks we were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, go away, babe. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
By the way, for some reason, we're watching a documentary on Nazis. I don't know.
Yeah, what's that about?
I don't know. It was on TV.
You're a bum, you're a punk.
You're an old slut and jumper, and they're almost dead on a trip in that boat.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're ours. I pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD choir still singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out. Christmas Day. I could have been someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you. The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Thank you.
Phil Hendry.